Ashley Easter.
And I'm Charlie Grantham, and you're listening to Serendipity,
the podcast where we explore everyday magic all around us.
Hi, welcome back to Serendipity. I'm Charlie, and Ashley is here too.
Hey.
We're so excited. We actually, if you listened to last week's episode, it was part one of Sexist Myths, where we kind of talked about kind of like some serious sexist myths that have what we think some serious implications. But this week, we actually have brought on an expert to talk about some funny sexist myths. And Mindy Parker is here. She is a woman, which makes her an expert on this. So welcome to the podcast, Mindy.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
We are glad to have you. And I have heard not the stories, but I've just heard that you have some good stories. And so I'm really looking forward to this.
But yeah, Mindy, do you want to like kick us off with a story? Because I know you, I know some of the ones you have and they're pretty funny.
Yes, I can start off with one. So I was with some guy friends, like, and these are great guys, like there's nothing wrong with them, just, you know, a little bit of problem in the way that they think when it comes to women. So we're all talking and it's me and three guys and we're just having a conversation, and I don't know what brought it up, but periods got into the conversation and they were just like being very honest, asking questions. And I was like, you can ask me anything, like, it's fine. And they were talking about pads and they were asking if it hurt. And I was like,
it hurts.
They're like, why? I'm just like confused. But I'm like, okay, why do you think it would? And they're like, you know, like it's sticky and everything. And I'm like, okay, but like, that doesn't go, that doesn't stick to us. And they're like, no, like you have to like stick that on you and then like rip it off. And I was like, and the worst part is, I just recently, in preparing for this podcast, I asked another guy who was not a part of that conversation how he thought a pad worked. And all of them thought that the sticky part stuck to us. Like we attached it on, stuck it on. And then every time we had to change it, we had to like rip it off as if it's wax. And they were just all fully in like complete belief of this. And so actually 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I had like an extra pad in my purse and I was like, all right, guys, we're going to like, let me show you how this works. And I gave a full on like demonstration of how it actually works, because no, it does not actually, you know, it's not painful to stick to us.
Oh my gosh. I literally just watched a reel. There's this guy, I can't remember what his name is, but he does like auto tune with his microphone, and he's a like very flamboyant gay man. And he always talks about growing up in the 90s, and he talks about his super fundamentalist church, all this stuff. But anyway, he got into his mom's pads when he was a kid, and he was telling how he put it on sticky side up and then couldn't get it off.
Oh no.
Like female teacher came in to the bathroom because he was very young. It's like, what are you doing? And just walked away.
Oh my gosh. But also like, how does that like logically work? Like, what is it doing if you put it on sticky side? Like, what do they think? Like, what is the like technology being used here? Like, I don't understand like what the thought process is of like the purpose of a pad if you're putting the sticky side up. Like,
and it's the fact that this was such a common belief. Like, this wasn't just one like random instance. This was four guys in total who all thought the same thing. And I was like, where is this coming from? Like, is there some like episode of some show somewhere that says this?
Right.
And all just believed it.
I think that's how we get a Brazilian wax.
No, really, it's like a 2-in-1. Like,
okay.
But also I think it goes to also show, like, I feel like most men, when they have a belief, whether it's from like a show or someone being stupid or whatever, they aren't going to bring it up again because they're like not going to talk about periods. So the fact that they even asked you like about it, I feel like is a good thing, because you could tell them, okay, no, this is the truth. Like, don't.
One of them did tell me that the majority of his knowledge came from one South Park episode. So if that doesn't like explain just who he is.
You know. Oh my gosh.
And like, there was no, I guess too, like if I see something on TV about something, I generally will Google it to like confirm.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, it just, we're just going to take South Park at its word. We're not even going to like go the extra mile and like, but, not but even also, a mile.
Like, there's a lot of women who I know when they were little girls, they were surprised by their period. Nobody told them what a period was and they were nervous of it, but never have I heard any of those women say that they put the pad on wrong. Like even right. not given any information and them having to figure it out for themselves. Like they still got that part right. Like that's the right. easy part.
Like, right. It's intuitive. Like you put, yeah. But Mindy, don't you have another period one?
I do. This was another guy and he actually thought that, and this was during the same conversation and I was, you know, saying all this and he was trying to act like he knew. He's like, no, like you put it on the sticky side and then you just throw the underwear away after. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And he's like, you know, you just throw it away after. I was like, every time? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, no, we don't just, you know, automatically throw our underwear away every single time. Like, how much money do you think we have? And that was especially funny because he really thought like he was showing up the other guys. Like he was like, yeah, like, no, you put it down sticky and then you just throw it away. And I was like, oh my God, what is happening to men? Like,
oh my gosh, it's like unbelievable. Cause again, how would that work? Like underwear isn't cheap. Like we're just throwing it out. Like, ugh. Oh my gosh.
I have paid $12 for one pair and
yeah,
I do not have the kind of budget to like, what is there, 30, 31 days in a month, you know, and how many,
I mean, you know, pads are expensive enough. You don't need to like,
I had sent Charlie this reel on Instagram. There's like this viral trend going around with women like asking their boyfriend or significant other or whatever to go get them a tampon and they come back with like, you know, a green one or a yellow one. And the girl is like, oh, not that flavor. And the guy is like, flavor. And then the girls basically like get them to believe like, oh yeah, they're different flavors. And they make the guys feel dumb and the guys believe it. Like, they're just like, oh, like, yeah, that makes sense.
Or the R. And the L for like regular or large, and they think it's left or right.
You think that one? Like what hand you use to put it
no,
in?
No, like I guess they think there's different holes or something. So like this one goes in the left side, that goes in the right side for large or regular.
Oh my gosh. Wait, this just shows something we didn't even bring up in the last episode, but I feel like this, it's not even that, oh, like men are stupid or something for these. It is literally like, anything to do, I feel like, with like female anatomy or like health is not discussed and is not taught. Even to women, like you were saying, like, I know when I got my period, I thought I was dying. I was like, this must mean I have cancer. And I mourned for 3 days before I told my mom. I was like, I don't want to tell her only daughter's dying, you know, like, and then she was like, oh no. I was like, when I finally told her, I was like, mom, I have cancer. She was like, what? And I was like, I know I'm bleeding. It must mean cancer. But it just goes to show, like, it's not taught. It's not talked yeah. about enough to where the fact that they even would believe something so stupid that there's a left and a right, or that there's yeah. a flavor, like as if like, yeah. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like it really highlights mm-hmm. that aspect of society.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's one that I have, and this doesn't have to do with periods. Well, first let me say this, like to kind of agree with what you're saying, Charlie, like it wasn't until probably about 5 years ago that I actually understood what the full clitoris looked like. And it's not just that little knob. It like
yeah.
goes in, it's got like these thick sides, and it's basically, it's like a small penis with testes on the side, but it's all internal except for that little nodule. And people really didn't talk about that until the last couple of years. And there's so little research and testing on women's bodies. I know, like, I have an autoimmune disorder, and my doctor was excited because there was potentially going to be a new medication that I could use. But then she was disappointed to tell me that they only tested it on men. So she can't give it to me because she doesn't know if it works on women. Yeah. So there are some things that I feel like men should just be able to logically figure out, like the side of the the pad. But, you know, to your point, Charlie, like a lot of women don't even know things about their bodies. But okay, this is the funny one. And I won't tell you what it is. I'm really tempted to tell you what it is. It's not my husband. But we were talking with this man and he was talking about how cute his daughter was when she was born and how he remembers that. And he's an older gentleman. So like daughter's already grown, and then how cute his little son was, but how he just felt really, you know, oh my gosh, I have a daughter and all that. But he said, you know, I've always been wondering though, like, why do men have belly buttons? And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, because women have belly buttons so they can feed their babies with it. But why do men have belly buttons? I was just like, wait. What? Women, like, that's where the food goes in. That's not like how the, where the food comes from. God. And so somehow he thought that his wife, who's had two children, fed their baby like through her belly button, not the, not that the cord went into the baby's belly button. And
did he think it just went into the mouth? Like,
I don't know. I really don't know. But he had spent his whole life being like, why do men have belly buttons if women feed the babies from their belly buttons?
Oh my gosh. Again, like Google, just like all you have to do. Like it's just, it's really quick. Like it's just men, pick up your phones. If you think of something, you know, is that true? Let me Google this and see.
In his defense, I don't think he has a smartphone. Like I said, he's older. He's older, but yeah. Still, you think he would have like asked, but like all these years, I was like,
oh, also, I was thinking, like, as you were telling the story, I wasn't thinking feeding during pregnancy. I was thinking, like, breastfeeding post-pregnancy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, has he never just, like, watched his wife feed the baby? And
that's what I was thinking. I mean, I don't know how far he thought it went. Like, I don't know. I think it was a time and an era where probably breastfeeding, you know, you probably covered even around your husband. Yeah. So that could be, too. We didn't get into that portion, but...
Oh yeah, my gosh.
Why do men have belly buttons if women use the belly buttons to feed their babies?
No. Oh my gosh. That is so funny and sad.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Charlie, do you have any stories?
I don't feel like I have any like lighthearted ones. I feel like all mine are just like make me mad.
Okay, Mindy, do you have any more? I've got another one, but I want to give you a chance to share more if you got them.
Let me think a minute. You can go ahead and share.
Okay. Okay. So this is one where I got in a Twitter debate with a man, and it was about like, I was talking about equality for women, and he did not believe in equality for women. He believed that men were supposed to be the leaders, and women are supposed to be the followers. And he said to me, look at the animal kingdom, because in the animal kingdom, men are the leaders and women are the followers in all the relationships. And I replied to him, what about Black widows? And then everybody on my Twitter page started like, just going at him with all these like powerful female animals that like either ate their spouses or were the protectors, or like how male seahorses are the ones that like the female one has, you know, I guess the eggs, but then transfers them to the male seahorse. And so he carries them and like it's pregnant, and like putting pictures there and talking about like bonobo. I think that's how you say it. They're like kind of the sort of along the lines of apes, and how like they're very matriarchal society. And instead of like when there's an argument, they'll like suck each other off instead of like beating each other up. It's just like the thread was so funny.
Oh my God.
But he was like, yes, the animal kingdom shows us that men should be in charge. I'm just like, if the animal kingdom was right, you would be dead after sex.
Spider-Man. Yeah. I feel like the animal kingdom one is like, I don't know. The animal kingdom is just so diverse and like,
yes.
Like, I mean, just like every different species, that is just so funny. I think when men bring up the animal kingdom, I'm like, I think all this is really telling me is that you really don't know anything like
about humans or animals.
Or animals.
You get to one of those children's board books, you know?
Right.
What a whale does.
Oh my God.
I feel like that shows even more that they believe something and then they just don't look into it anymore. It's just like, oh yeah, this is a fact. I don't need
this to Google confirms it. My beliefs. Yeah, right. This is good.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. But
okay.
My favorite was just all the, like, that was one of my most commented on Twitter posts because people were just like animal after animal after animal. That's like, we would not want to mimic our relationships after this beetle that stabs the other one to death, you know, after
they throw me.
I had one guy tell me, and Charlie, I don't think you know this one, but it was a guy in law school. And you know, there's like, you know, that myth that like, oh, women can't drive. Like that's, I feel like a known myth, but he like went, he like made that comment and I was like, what? And he actually went into like trying to give reasonings for it. And he was saying like, because women just factually have delayed reactions compared to men. And like, we can't react as quickly and our brains overthink instead. So we can't, like, when we see a situation, we can't like react immediately. We overthink it. And then that causes us to be like bad drivers. And I was like, all right, like, okay. Like, I don't even know what to say to this. I'm just like,
and this man is going to be a lawyer.
I mean, that's the least of the stories from law school men that I have, let's be honest.
Oh my God.
But it was like such a factual, like, yeah, like y'all overthink things. And so your reactions are delayed. So you can't react as quickly when there's like a situation while driving. And I was like, you're wrong, but okay. Like, you're not really arguing with either.
I agree that he's wrong, but don't introduce him to me because I'm a terrible driver. I was proving the stereotype.
Again, though, it's so illogical because, like, I feel like if you ever have seen, like, a woman with, like, a baby, mm-hmm. how quick they are to grab it before it falls or, like, you know, like, so quick. And it's just, like, why would that even be a thing? Like, why would it be a thing that women, like, or have delayed reactions? It's just not. And,
growing up, I would get so sick. And I thought I was just somebody really prone to car sickness. But it was because my dad was always driving.
Oh my God.
When I got married to my husband, like, I don't get car sick anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I will on an airplane. But, I mean, that's a little different. But then my friends that would ride with us, like, to and from, you know, our house, to church or whatever, they'd be like, your dad scares me with his driving. And he would, like, my parents were not happy when I brought that up, but it just, everybody's an individual. Some of us are good drivers, some of us are not. And it's not just women who are bad drivers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my brother has gotten into more accidents than I have. I've never been in, I think I've been in like one accident and it was not my fault. And in fact, it was the man's fault. but my brother, like, I think I think he got his, like, he might have gotten his license taken away, like, by like the authorities. Oh, like, God. I don't know, because he had gotten into some. So yeah, that doesn't, like, that definitely doesn't hold up.
And I know a lot of men who overthink more than me. So overthinking is also not limited to women.
No, it's so true, because like, even the other night we were like, Mindy and I were voice memoing about something, and Nate is always involved, you know, and we had been voice memoing about it for a while. And of course, like, we get home, I'm like done, you know, talking about it. I'm opening my book and he's like, can we just call Mindy? Can we just call and keep talking about it? And I'm like, what? Like, again, like, I feel like it just, you know, that's just like evidence to that. Not that he's an overthinker. I definitely am because of my anxiety and stuff. But like, that's like about gossiping. Like, he wanted to keep gossiping. He's like, let's get the tea, girl. Like, let's get her on the phone.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I think it's, in some cases it's sad, but in other cases it's just truly hilarious. The stereotypes that are out there, because they just don't fit. I don't know. And I feel like a big part of it is just like educating people on people.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the schools, they teach like abstinence only type of stuff. And they, you know, are very careful about how they talk about anatomy because of, you know, different extremist groups really pressing for that. And it just doesn't serve anybody because you just believe stuff that's not true, that's not accurate. And things that I just feel like we should all learn when we're like five, you know?
Yeah. It's like two things that reminds me of. One, it's like the Mean Girls clip. We watched it when you were here, Ashley. Yeah, yeah. Remember? He's like, the gym teacher's like, do not get pregnant or you will die. Like that is like, exactly. That reminded me of that. But also, like, I have heard that, like, the more you teach, the more, like, the younger the child is, then you teach them, like, the proper names for, like, their mm-hmm. body parts, the more likely they are to be able to, like, express it to you if something happens to them, or even to, like, be able to stand up
yeah.
in a situation. Yeah. So, yeah, we're starting to get, see, Ashley and I always bring it back to the serious stuff. I'm like, gotta stop. But I do want to say, I did mention a few times how like men are dumb in this episode. I just want to clarify, if you know me, you know that I don't truly believe that, but I just want to like clarify, I do not think all men are dumb. I think there are a lot of dumb men, but a lot of this is just simply the fact of like not being educated.
Yeah.
It's not talked about in schools, you know, socialization and stuff, but it is funny. It's like unbelievable. Some of the stuff like the left, right tampon thing, the sticky side, the throwing the underwear away too. That doesn't even make sense. Like what, like if that was the case, it would be like global warming. Like women are just responsible, like single-handedly from like all the underwear that's just like in the landfills. Like, can you imagine? The world would have already exploded by now. But yeah, well, I guess does anyone have any more stories or should we move to serendipitous?
Those were my best ones. Those were my best.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to have next week, we're going to have a mini episode where Mindy's going to come on and tell us two connected serendipitous stories. But Ashley, I think you have one today. Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, this was just kind of a fun one that I didn't even really realize was happening. But you know how I love to make my vision boards at the beginning of the year, but I also like to make like affirmation charts for myself. Like these are the affirmations I'm going to say to myself about how I want to be and what I want to have in the year. So I made one the beginning of last year and I kind of forgot about it. I'd kind of done the affirmations in the beginning of the year, but then I just kind of got away from it, got busy and wasn't doing it. And then, I realized this week that I fulfilled one of the things that was an affirmation that was very specific. So I had put that I would have 5 one-on-one, coaching clients and, like we're down to the wire, like the year is almost over. And as of 2 days ago, I signed a total of 5 one-on-one clients.
Wow.
I signed them within a week's time. And so this is something that I thought would happen throughout the entirety of the year. And I really, when I put out a call for, you know, people who wanted to work with me one-on-one, I wasn't really thinking about signing a lot of people because I just have a lot going on. But there was really a desire. And I realized, okay, if I can move some things around in my schedule, I can make this work. And the number was exactly 5, which was on my chart. And
that's so crazy.
Oh my gosh. So sort of serendipitous because it was a goal that I set, something I was working on manifesting, but it's something I completely forgot about. And really when I was signing the clients, that wasn't, I didn't like pick that number that I was going to try to reach. That was just the number that came through. Again, I thought it would have been spread out over months, but it just happened within a week's period of time just before the end of the year. So it was my door.
Yeah. Especially cause you like forgot about it. Like you had like, you know, gotten busy, forgot about what weren't like doing the affirmations. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, like this actually happened. That's so cool. And at the end of the year, like all, because I mean, we are really almost, you know, to 2023, which
and
is
they're all awesome people. And I'm excited to work with them. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I'm excited for them, excited for me. And it's just kind of fun to see the things you're manifesting come about, even when you're not mm-hmm. like actively trying to.
Yeah.
That thing.
That's yeah. so cool. Exciting. Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations. And I will also say congratulations to the people that are working with her, because we were just talking before this. I had done like, I think we did 3 sessions, I think, Ashley, whenever you were helping me with like, just like some public speaking things to do with like, I just was having anxiety. And so Ashley worked with me and I was telling her a story and I had totally forgotten about that. And she was like, oh, this reminds me, like, look how far you've come. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this. And so, yeah, I definitely, it was so beneficial for me, just those like 3 sessions. But anyway, so my serendipitous story, it's really quick. And I like, don't want to give details because I like didn't ask this person if I could like tell this, but it's partially my story. Someone that I work with in, I work in the honors program at USM here in Maine. And, I just found out, like, I love this person. She is literally so sweet and like one of the nicest people like I've ever met. And, I knew because I met her father was visiting and his name is Charlie. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, my name's Charlie, you know, whatever. And then we also, I think she told me her mom's name was Patty, which is my mom's name. And so we were like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like my dad is Charles and my mom is Patty and yours is Charles and Patty. And so, you know, that was kind of like, that's serendipitous in and of itself.
Yeah.
But the other day I went into her office to like bring something back and I saw something that had her mom's like full name on it. And her full name was Patricia Ann, which is my mom's full name, Patricia what? Ann. And that's not like a super common
no.
like name combination. And so I told her, I was like, I have like chills. Like, I can't believe they have the same exact name. She was like, I know. And I was like, and it's funny because your dad's the same name as mine. I was like, what's your dad's middle name? And she was like, Edward, which is my dad's middle name. So our parents no have the exact same names. We're not from the same parts of the country whatsoever. I've not even been to the state where she's from. Like, and they have the same names. And I was just like, I had full like chills. I was like, this is just so wild that our parents have the same names and they're not common names. Like, I don't know. It's just not common, like name combinations, like mm-hmm. first and middle names. And so, anyway, that's a serendipitous story. Cause I was just like, oh, I already felt like a connection to her. Like, I love her. It's great. Mm-hmm. But again, like, I feel like a lot of stuff when I told my dad the story, he was like, wow, it seems like you keep seeing like signs everywhere. It started with USM being mm-hmm. the same, like, you know, name as the college I went to in undergrad. And he was like, it just seems like it's been like thing after thing with this school. And I'm like, it really is like just one thing after the other. So
it just makes me like, I don't know what's real or what's not, but it just makes me think about like being in the Matrix or something like that. And like, just mm-hmm. kind of like finding little glitches and stuff in the system where you're
right.
like seeing patterns and numbers over and over again. And it just kind of like keeps cycling around. Cause I don't know about you, but I sometimes meet people that I'm like, I've never met them before, but they have a certain look about them and a certain vibe. And you kind of just like know what that person is going to be like just by looking at them because you've met yeah. somebody else like them. I don't know. So I just, maybe we're not in a matrix, but sure seems like it some days.
Yeah, no. And didn't I tell you that, Mindy? And you were like, you said like something like, oh, I can't remember what you said now, but when I told you this story,
I said it sounded like one of those movies where you find out she's like your long lost sister or something.
Like, yeah, like her mom and my mom were never seen in the same room together. Like maybe they're the same person.
Yeah, like something like that. Because the fact that not only is it just like, if it was just your mom, it would still be like serendipitous, but it's like both parents have the same name.
Yeah.
So wild. And not even that they're two separate people, but they're actually married to each other. Like,
yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And have a child in the same place now. Like, that's just so strange.
Like our offices together. Are literally, there's one office in between our offices. Like we see each other all the time. We work together. Like, yeah, it's really It's so
serendipitous.
Yeah, it's serendipitous. That's what it is. Yeah. That's why you're listening to us, yeah, is to get these stories. But
and if you've got a serendipitous story, whoever's listening to our podcast, it can be stuff like that. It could be like these repeating numbers or signs or things that you see. You know, we also love to hear your alien stories or your ghost stories, or, you know, if you have some hilarious, like, sexist myth kind of things, we'd like to hear those too. Really anything that's going to either make us laugh or feel good or be like, oh my gosh, so serendipitous. But if you do that, you might be featured on the show. And the way you can submit those is by sending us a DM on Instagram. You can do either written or audio that way. Audio is fun. We really like audio. But we're just serendipity.pod on Instagram, or you can send us an email at pod.serendipity@gmail.com. And then in addition to that, if you like this episode, if you like our show, hey, holidays are here. You know what our best gift would be? Write us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. And before you hit submit, take a little screenshot, because it goes into the Neverlands for a while before it shows back up. Send that to us either by email or our Instagram, and we will send you an email with a free gift, which is some beautiful backgrounds for your computer, your cell phone, or some print quality things. And it's all custom artwork. It says Serendipity on it. It's really beautiful. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening, Mindy. Thank you for being here with us and giving us some great stories.
Yes.
Of course. Yes. So much fun.
And join us next week when Mindy will be back to tell us some serendipitous stories. Bye.
Bye.